knees together. That's what God says. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as the snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as white.
This is Go Ye International's podcast. Thank you for taking interest in this episode, in which I will continue the audio version of my book titled My Tongue is the Pen of a Ready Writer, Adding Color to a World of Gray. Chapter 21, page 50. Repentance. Without it, all will perish. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, nay, but except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. The apostles preached the same thing, telling the people they should repent and turn to God, and do works meet for repentance, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ, obeying the commandment from the Lord Jesus that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. This same command for repentance and faith continues in front of you now. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. For behold, this selfsame thing that ye sorrowed after a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things approve yourselves to be clear in the matter of sin. When you begin to worship God and remember a fellow believer is upset with you, leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? God in justice will judge them in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. Chapter 22, page 51. Restoration and Reconciliation. Expressions of True Repentance. The law concerning restitution states, They shall confess their sin which they have done, and he shall recompense his trespass with the principal thereof, what it is worth, and add unto it the fifth part thereof, 20% more, and give it unto him against whom he hath trespassed. Then it shall be, because he hath sinned and is guilty, that he shall restore that which he took violently away, or the thing which he hath deceitfully gotten, or that which was delivered unto him to keep, or the lost thing which he found, or all that about which he hath sworn falsely. He shall even restore it in the principal, and shall add the fifth part more thereto, and give it unto him to whom it appertaineth. When genuine repentance is displayed, the requirements of the law are surpassed, as in the example of Zacchaeus, who stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house. Nothing was different prior to Lord Jesus, when there went out unto John all the land of Judea, and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. After the resurrection of Lord Jesus from the dead and his ascension to heaven, Apostle Paul taught the same thing and showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. Therefore, either respond in repentance and confession of sin, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? This is the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. It should be clear by now that to bring forth works demonstrating repentance was taught before Jesus, confirmed by Jesus, and continues on even today after Jesus. This will be the case with any sinner that truly repents toward God and has genuine faith in Jesus Christ. Because they sorrow to repentance, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Awaiting unbelievers is a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries who are both without and against Jesus Christ. He that despised, that is, disobeyed, Moses' law, died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done spite unto the Spirit of grace? For we know him that hath said, Vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Hopefully, it is becoming evident how modern American Christianity is very much unlike Christianity in the New Testament. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance by patiently in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, as in the case when Lord Jesus said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. For the lost sinner or saint, this is something to consider, saying, O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me, give thy strength unto thy servant. To the struggling Christians, Lord Jesus said, As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. However, not laying again the foundation of repentance, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Concerning the lost sinners of the world, Jesus Christ informed us how God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. This is serious. Don't fool around with God. Chapter 23, page 53. Belief. Genuine faith expressed. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Are you ashamed of the gospel? Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates, Here is an example of worthless belief when a religious leader was more interested in his paycheck and retirement portfolio than the treasures and riches in Lord Jesus. Among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Belief void of repentance is not true belief. Thou believest that there is one God? Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Jesus cried and said, He that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. And he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. His words already spoken are your judge. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Be not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. While it is said, Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's simple. To have biblical faith in Christ, read and believe the Bible. Chapter 24, page 55. Comfortable salvation, Jesus our rest. Lord Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And every one that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father, and before his angels. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my Son. Chapter 25, page 56. Conversions, Various People, Small and Great, Part 1. A prison guard of Philippi in the country of Macedonia encountered salvation in Lord Jesus after unjustly beating 2 Christians in prison, and an unusual earthquake took place. The guard's conversion took place as recorded. "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his family, straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set a meal before them, and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. An adulterous woman, on her 6th man, being an outcast of her city, was introduced to Lord Jesus as follows. The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said unto her, "Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that sayest thou truly." After believing Jesus Christ to be a prophet, she went to the community that shunned her and said, "Come, see a man which told me all things ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" Many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, "He told me all that ever I did." After hearing the words of Jesus for themselves, they said unto the woman, "Now we believe, not because of thy sayings, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world." A hard-working family man concluded, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Another community that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds, some of whom used curious arts, brought their books, and burned them. A certain government official in Jerusalem broke down and cried out, uttering only this, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." 4 friends of a man in a desperate situation brought their friend to Jesus to be helped, and when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto him, "Man, thy sins are forgiven thee." The repentance of a woman during a gathering of men was expressed by bowing at the feet of Jesus while weeping because of her sinfulness. Upon this Jesus said to those around, "Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins which are many are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little." Jesus said unto the brokenhearted woman, "Thy sins are forgiven, thy faith hath saved thee, go in peace." There came a voice out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus." In this instance, there were 2 men serving death sentences for crimes that incurred capital punishment. One of the former death row criminals mocked Jesus, prompting the other criminal to confess their due condemnation and say, "We indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss." And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Chapter 26, Page 57. A fingerprint of words written with the finger of God. Due to the hypocrisy and erroneous judgment the religious leaders exhibited by confronting Jesus with what the law of Moses said about people caught in the act of adultery, Jesus responded in defense of the individual accused. Being put on the spot to serve a death sentence on the woman by stoning her, Jesus first wrote the complete commandment in the sand for all to see, condemning the partial judges, and then said to her after the guilty ones departed, "Neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more." One can imagine what the Pharisees might have been thinking. "What about the law of Moses, Jesus? Are you going to ignore what the scriptures say?" Their practice was to revile him, saying, "We are Moses' disciples." Here is what they did say when the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, "Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now, Moses in the law commandeth us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou?" This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not, "Thou shalt not commit adultery," written with the finger of God. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself, and said unto them, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her." Elsewhere Jesus answered these same corrupt teachers, saying, "Do ye not therefore err, because you know not the scriptures, neither the power of God? Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." Again he stooped down and wrote on the ground, "The man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death." However, the scribes and the Pharisees themselves broke the very law they wanted enforced due to hatred and not for justice. They performed only half of the requirement for stoning by bringing unto him a woman taken in adultery, saying, "Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act." The Lord Jesus respondeth with what follows on more than one occasion to those corrupt religious snakes who, on this occasion, brought only the woman without bringing the man too. Lord Jesus opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures, saying, "Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, you would have believed me. For he wrote of me from those things written with the finger of God." Then Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved the darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to light, and this, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. Whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Woe unto you, ye blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing. But whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. Ye fools and blind, whether is greater, the gold, or the temple that sanctifieth the gold? You say, whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing. But whosoever sweareth by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift? Whoso therefore shall swear by the altar, sweareth by it and by all things thereon. And whoso shall swear by the temple, sweareth by it and by him that dwelleth therein. He that shall swear by heaven, sweareth by the throne of God and by him that sitteth thereon. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, for ye make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones, and of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets, and wise men, and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues, and persecute them from city to city. Jesus answered and said unto them, why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother. And he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. For every one that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. He hath cursed his father or his mother, his blood shall be upon him. Notice very carefully what the New Testament Savior quotes from. It was not Psalm 23. Most Christians don't have a complete understanding of Lord Jesus. If a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him will not hearken unto them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him out unto the elders of his city, and unto the gate of his place. And they shall say unto the elders of his city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. And all the men of his city shall stone him with stones that he die. So shalt thou put evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. The eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. Then the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, Why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashen hands? He answered and said unto them, Well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, The people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things ye do. And he said unto them, Full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. For Moses said, Honor thy father and thy mother. And whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But that ye say, If a man shall say to his father or mother, It is Corban, that is to say, a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. And ye suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such like things do ye. When Jesus had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, Hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand there is nothing from without a man, that entering into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, O Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. For all those things hath mine hand made, and those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even unto him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. The officers answered, Never man spake like this man.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart.
This concludes this episode of the Go Ye International broadcast. Thank you for listening, downloading, and/or reading along. You may contact us through the contact information available on the Go Ye International's podcast page via the email, the websites of goyeinternational.mysite.com, and there you get further information by which you can write and or use other email and call.
Remember to visit often and stay late. There's a different world for you to discover.